All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Roman J. Israel, Esquire. It's written and directed by Dan Gilroy. He has written some movies I liked, particularly Nightcrawler, and some movies I didn't like, which were The Bourne Legacy. It stars Denzel Washington, Colin Farrell, and Carmen Ejogo. The synopsis is Denzel Washington stars as Roman Israel, a driven, idealistic defense attorney who, through a tumultuous series of events, finds himself in a crisis that leads him to an extreme action. So it starts off with Denzel's character. He's a part of a two-person law firm. The law firm is going under. They don't have enough money to keep the law firm afloat. His partner is dying, and for some reason, his partner has asked Colin Farrell, who used to be a student of the partner, to take over the closing of the law firm. So Denzel's character kind of finds himself out of a job, doesn't really have any resources. So he used to be a political activist during the 60s, 70s, I guess. So he begs for a job at a community organization, which is ran by Carmen Ejogo's character. He used to be a civil rights attorney, but as far as the movie's concerned, no one is looking to hire an over-the-hill lawyer. Colin Farrell offers him a job, but Denzel's character turns it down. So again, Denzel just kind of finds himself down on his luck, so he does eventually take the job at the corporate law firm that Colin Farrell's character runs, which is very money-driven law firm. And that kind of conflicts with Denzel Washington's personal style of law. Denzel's character is very passionate about the people that he works with, so it has a conflictual style with the way that Colin Farrell's law firm is being ran. They take on a case. There was a shooting at a store. Two people were involved. One person got away, but the person that got caught is the person that is now sitting in front of Denzel Washington's character. There's also a reward for information about the second person. His client wants to testify, but Denzel Washington screws up the plea deal, and then his client is killed while in jail. But before that, his client gave him the information of the name. That's kind of where we'll stop. This movie has a lot of layers to it, and is ultimately very confusing. So, what I would describe this movie as is very misguided. Again, there's so many different angles to this that you have Denzel Washington's character, who is this lawyer that is somewhat treated as a savant, but also awkward, but he's also working on this very extensive case that he wants to present. You also have this cloud hanging over him because of the actual mystery of what's going on. So it seems like it's really just two different movies stuck together, and it doesn't seem like it's written well. I have a lot of issues with the dialogue in this movie and the way that the story is structured. That is a big problem as well. Denzel Washington's character is talking in a lot of legal jargon throughout the whole movie. It's just very annoying. It's very esoteric. When you really look at it in the context of the story, it's supposed to make sense to the other character, but it is just rambling on. What this movie needs to be is a very straightforward revenge reprisal movie. The movie I'm talking about, Denzel Washington actually already starred in that movie. It was called Out of Time, where he was a police chief in Florida and that he stole some money. So the whole thing about this movie is that the case that Denzel Washington is working on, when his client dies, he offers up information to get the reward money because he's basically down on his luck. And that movie and the movie that I described about him being a political activist, civil rights attorney, are clashing a lot, because what this movie needs to be is the Lincoln Lawyer. What this turns out to be is this mishmash of ideas. The middle of the movie is a problem. There's a lot of long, unnecessary shots. The camera just hangs on to certain scenes for too long. And another problem I have is just with the character development. Carmen Ejogo's character barely knows Denzel Washington's character throughout the movie. I think it takes over a span of maybe 3-4 weeks. She professes to him how great he is, maybe week 2, week 3 in that whole process. It's extremely weird. And the movie wants to be smarter than what it is. It's too long. It's very odd. And I didn't think it was possible for Denzel Washington to make a bad movie. This is a bad movie. This is a waste of his time. He has been in one movie this year. One movie. And this is his one movie. And it is completely embarrassing to his body of work for him to be saddled in this piece of garbage. And for that, this movie gets a 3. Again, if it's more like The Lincoln Lawyer, if it's more like Out of Time, if it's more him trying to run away from the bad guys that are trying to kill him while trying to maintain the secret, that is a great movie. The movie that this is, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Is it about Denzel Washington being out of work and trying to find his way back into the workforce? Is it about him being an old-fashioned lawyer in a corporate law firm? Is it about him being a former civil rights advocate? Is it about him stealing money? Is it about him working this court case that he's been trying to introduce for several years? Ultimately, I don't know, because the movie doesn't really take any direction. It just throws a lot of stuff at the wall, and that is it. That is the movie. They never reach the courtroom. There's a lot of dialogue between him and Colin Farrell's character that makes sense if this was a better movie. But again, it's a 3. And that's the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.